This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
So Staunton on their home floor, but the lower seed, so they are the road team tonight. Red uniforms, Staunton in white lettering across the front, white numerals. Carlinville in the home whites, trimmed out in the blue. Cavaliers in blue lettering across the front. It will be Staton to jump for Carlinville. It is Legender for Staunton, and Harris wins the tap, and the Dogs will get it to start. Third meeting of the year between these South Central rivals. Carlinville's won the first two, the first meeting at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. Then they met on this floor back on the 11th of January. Here's Massanelli on the left wing. Man-to-man defense for the Cavies as Massanelli checked by Stewart. Right wing it goes now to Annalise Best. High above her head and surveys. Feeds the block down to Legender. Harris turns, faces, put it on the deck, stripped and stolen by Carlinville. They really collapsed on Legender as soon as that ball went on the deck. 1-2-2 zone for Staunton. Deneve way out on the left wing in the corner with Aaron Seal. One dribble, pulls up, 18-footer, left it a little bit short, and the rebound down to Staunton's Abby Davis. Leaves it off to Bukeski. Ollie Bukeski into the front court for Staunton. Off to Annalise Best on the right wing. Top of the key it goes to Massanelli. Left wing with Bukeski. Dribble drive on Staton and draws the foul. The first foul of the ball game on Jill Staton. Two free throws for Holly Bukeski. Quick first step, got her past Staton. 6:59 for the opening quarter, still no score. As Holly, big knee bend, couple low dribbles, and that free throw off the heel too strong. It's always interesting to see how many different ways there are to shoot a free throw. There's not necessarily a right way, just a comfortable way. As long as it goes in, it don't matter. That one does not go in. Bukeski misses the pair. And the rebound down to Gracie Reels. Reels off to Jill Staton. We send our thoughts out to Gracie's little sister, Lily. She suffered a major knee injury back when they played here on the 11th of January, and she's got torn knee ligaments. So keep Lily Reels in your thoughts and prayers as she deals with that. Here's a three-pointer, no for Gracie. Offensive rebound to Seal. Off to Staton, top of the key three. No, and the rebound is picked up at the foul line by Staunton's Annalise Best. Still no score, 6:25 first quarter. Bukeski across the timeline, met there by Jill Staton. Foul line it goes to Massanelli, dumps down to Legender. Harris hesitates, puts it on the floor again, lost it again. Second Staunton turnover. Here comes Gracie Reels, up and down for the easy deuce. And Staunton on the board first, 2 minutes into the ball game. The turnover leads to the runout. On the right wing with Abby Davis. Abby being guarded out there by Seal, puts it on the floor, drives right baseline, looking for Legender. Again, Carlinville sagging, turned over, and deflected out by Bukeski. It'll stay with Carlinville. 5:50 for the opening quarter. Southwestern awaits the winner in the championship game Saturday night, 5 o'clock. Right here on FM 106. Stewart out top. Carlinville is your defending county champs. Won it last year in Mount Olive. They beat Staunton in the title game last year. Here's Deneve. Little ball fake at the foul line in the corner to Reels. Gracie throws a little head fake, brings it now top of the key. Picks up the bounce. Skip pass. Nope, stolen by Davis. Ill-advised that time from Gracie. Just didn't get it high enough to get it over Abby Davis. Here's Bukeski into the front court, 5:15 for the opening quarter. On the left wing with Davis, jarred loose by Seal, picked up off the baseline by Aaron. Fourth, Staunton turnover. Here comes Aaron Seal, bounce pass, what a feed to Reels, off the window, it's good for Gracie. As Seal on the right side of the floor put that bounce pass right on the money across the lane, down to Reels on the left block, 4-0 Carlinville. Both buckets in transition. Dogs need to take better care of the basketball. They've turned it over four times. That pass too tall for Davis. They've turned it over five times. Here comes Stewart forcing the issue. Left-hand layup, no. Seal had the rebound. Back tap by Best. Right to Reels. She fires, no. And battling for the rebound, Deneve falling out of bounds. Gets it away, but right to Staunton's Abby Davis. Sarah had nowhere to go. Now the ball stolen in the backcourt by Stewart. Up and down for the easy deuce. And Corey Allen needs a timeout. 4:24 for the first quarter here in this semifinal. It is Carlinville 6, Staunton nothing. You're listening to the Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Following the timeout, Dogs bring it into the front court. Off it goes to Katie Massanelli, and Reels reaches in and called for the foul. Gracie's first, Carthenville's second. Sideline out of bounds for Staunton. Welcome everyone listening to the live stream at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. Busy week of hoops across the state. Hopefully the weather will not get in the way too much, but it does not sound good over the next several days. Down to Legender. Harris draws a crowd again. Kicks it in the corner. A three ball buried by Abby Davis. Good job by Legender, recognizing that Carthenville committing three players to her. Somebody has to be open. She found Davis, and Abby put it home to get Staunton on the board. 6-3 Carthenville. Here's Corin Stewart. Elise Baker's checked in for the Cavies. Elise, a 5'10 senior. Down on the block to Reels. No. Offensive rebound. Baker lost it. Stripped away by Staunton. It'll stay with Carthenville. Baseline out of bounds for the Cavies as they station a player at each corner of the lane. Hey, while we have a moment here, thanks to Caden Meyer, an eighth grader here at Staunton. He carried my equipment in tonight, helped me set it up, so I thank him very much for that. On the inbounds pass, Carthenville turns it over, trying to feed the post. Second, Cavi turnover. He's also out there selling, it's popcorn, it's Boonies like kettle corn. It's a fundraiser, so if you're coming out, I suggest buying some of that. It's good stuff. 3:18 for the first quarter. Davis's top of the key three off the mark, no good. Rebound down to Gracie Reels. Gracie into the front court. Off to Jill Staton. Steve Woolley takes a seat up in the bleachers here as he gets set to scout for the championship game. Goes over and sits not too far away from Brett Teakin, who's here tonight scouting. Also watching his niece for Staunton, Katie Teakin. 2:50 opening quarter. 6-3 Carthenville. All six of Carthenville's points on transition layups. Looking for Deneve on the slash, deflected out. It'll stay with Carthenville. Bulldogs look like they've settled in a little bit here, playing on their home. Now, they did play the other night, Staunton. Did they beat North Mac in the quarterfinal 38-34? But they got off to a little bit, I almost call it just a nervous start. Just a lot of turnovers early. But they did not allow Carthenville to run away and hide in those opening minutes. It's a one-possession game. Seal, ball fakes the three, one dribble, pulls up inside the arc, no. Rebound taken away by Davis off the floor, but then Deneve, she's called for steps. That'll be the third Carthenville travel, or turnover. They got her for the travel there. I think she just kind of slid along the floor as she had possession of the basketball. 2.5 minutes, first quarter, 6-3, Carthenville leads. Staunton has the ball. Bukeski into the front court, being checked by Staton. And a miscommunication there, turned over for the seventh time. There was no spacing that time between Bukeski and Katie Teakin, and the ball just went right out of bounds. 2:20, first quarter. Here's Baker. Up top to Staton. They swing it left side with Seal in the corner to Reels. Gracie, double team, nowhere to go, turned it over. Bukeski steps right into the passing lane. Now how are they going to be called for offensive? Yep, she pushed off with that free arm. Eighth turnover on Staunton. That was an easy call. First foul of the ball game on Staunton. They'll get it on Bukeski. That was an easy call right there. Plain as day. Substitutions for the Cavies. Haley Wills is in, a 5'10 senior. Corin Stewart back on the floor. Baker, Staton, and Seal stay. In the corner goes to Corin Stewart. Up top to Jill Staton. 2 minutes, first quarter. 6-3 Cavies. Stewart wants the three. That's off the mark, no good. Took a hard right turn, and the rebound down to Davis. She lost. Check that. Teakin lost her footing, falling down. Tried to get it away to Bukeski. Tipped and stolen. High post to Baker. Off to Seal. She'll fire the three ball. Can't get it to go. Rebound down to Davis. Lost it. Goes right to Legender. And Harris leaves it off for Holly Bukeski. 95 seconds, first quarter. Girls semifinal number two. Southwestern beat Gillespie in the first semifinal tonight, 49-24. Definitely a bigger margin, I think, than anyone anticipated. Here's Massanelli, pulls up from the foul line, almost rattled it down, but she's fouled, and she'll get two free throws. They'll get Corin Stewart on the personal, her first, team's third. A minute 23 for the opening quarter. Staunton has won three county titles in school history. Carthenville with nine, including last year's. Free throw good for Katie Massanelli. Gracie Reels returns for Carthenville. Elise Baker will head out. And for Staunton, it'll be Bridget Long checking in with Abby Davis getting a seat. Second free throw for the senior Massanelli. Toss is no good. Rattled out. Rebound tapped around. Eventually picked up by Aaron Seal. 6-4 Carthenville. Off to State and back to Seal. Open for three. Yes, for Aaron Seal off the right wing. She was wide open and she put it home. 9-4 Cavies. 65 seconds for quarter number one. Bukowski on the right wing to Katie Teakin. Just a sophomore down to Legender. She's only a freshman. Her pass out is tipped around. Eventually finds its way to Bridget Long out near midcourt. That was like a hot potato. Long now on the bounce. Leaves it on the wing for Teakin. Katie puts it on the deck. Pulls up too strong. Offensive rebound. Massanelli left it short. Katie saves it, but she was on the end line. It'll go over to Carthenville with 44 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Staunton will get it in to Aaron Seal, right back to Staunton. Staunton back in their half court, 1-2-2. Bukowski on the point. Stewart has it in the left corner for the Cavies. Long skip pass to Seal. Nice find, heart of the lane, Reels missed it. Down to Stewart, put back, no. And on the rebound, it's a foul on Carthenville. It'll get Haley Wills over the back, her first, team's fourth. 28.2 seconds for quarter number one. Carthenville leading Staunton 9-4. Bulldogs will have the basketball here. See if they want to try and hold for the final shot. Of course, we'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on Sports 7:30 here on FM 106. Oh, picked pocket. Massanelli lost the handle. Staunton's lead pass for Seal too far out of bounds. And Staunton dodged one right there. Massanelli tried to cross over Staunton. Jill jarred it loose, but then threw it too far ahead for Aaron Seal. 14 seconds for the opening quarter. Bukowski will take her time into the front court. Staunton waits for her right at the stripe. Gets a high ball screen from Legender. Bukowski crosses over. Off to Long with three, and she's going to be called for the double dribble. 11 first quarter turnovers on Staunton. Long just wasn't ready for that catch. 2.4. Seal in the backcourt to Staunton. Back to Seal. She's got a look. Volleyball spike line off the heel. No, that would have counted. After one quarter here in our girls' semifinal, it is Carthenville 9, Staunton 4. You're listening to the Macoupin County Tournament on WQSMI. As we start the second quarter, Carthenville with the basketball. Stewart's three off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound down to the Cavies. Seal's three's no good. And Staunton clears it out for the Bulldogs. Here they come across the timeline. 7:25 for the first half. High post to Legender. Harris has been crowded all night long. Deflected out by Seal. It'll stay with Staunton. Cavies, it would appear, making a concerted effort to make sure Harris Legender is not the Bulldog who beats him here tonight. When she's catching the ball, there are multiple white jerseys sagging in on her. Bukowski out between the circles, left wing with Annalise Best. Best drives said baseline on the left side. Kicks it off now to Abby Davis. Davis lost her footing, lost the ball, but it kicks right back to her. Now she tries to re-attack. Jarred loose by Staunton. Picked up off the floor by Reels. Gracie up and down for the easy deuce. Six for Reels on the 12th Staunton turnover. 11-4 Carthenville, 6:50 first half. Holly Bukowski handling out between the circles. Third meeting of the year between the two. Dangerous pass found its way to Best, and her entry pass tipped, stolen. Turnover number 13. Jill Staunton into the front court. High post to Deneve. Sarah turns, faces. Stewart, left wing triple, left it short. And on the rebound, two Bulldogs fight each other. Goes right to Deneve, rattles out. Sarah gets it back and draws the foul. Legender and I think it was Massanelli fought each other for that rebound. The ball came free right to Deneve, and she eventually works herself to the free throw line. Second team foul on Staunton. They'll get the personal on Massanelli. First free throws of the night for the Cavies. Toss good for Deneve. Sarah's first point. Makes it 12-4 Carthenville. 6:24 first half. Two more free throws for Deneve. Too strong with that toss, and the rebound tracked down in the corner by Gracie Reels. Into the hands of Jill Staunton. on the left wing, now back between the circles to Seal, right back to Staten. In the corner to Gracie. Reels returns to Staten. Jill, left side of the key, back to Reels. Gracie, back to Staten, 6:05 first half. Cavies taking their time now in the right corner with Corin Stewart. Back to Seal, left wing with Reels. Gracie drives baseline, pulls up outside the lane, way too strong, and the rebound down to Staunton's Abby Davis. Davis will leave it off for Bukowski. Ali Bukowski into the front court with the right-hand bounce. On the left wing, that is Davis. Quick trigger three, left it short. And the offensive rebound to Massanelli up and in off the left side. Her first field goal. She has 3 points, 12-6, Carlinville. Staunton's right in this ballgame. For all that's gone wrong for the Bulldogs here in the first half, 13 turnovers, struggling offensively. They're down just six. 5:20 first half. Here's Reels on the left wing. Back to Staten, now left side of the key, right back to Gracie. Return pass to Staten. Jill wants to attack. Pulls up, yes, for Jill Staten from about 7 feet out. Got into the soft spot of that zone, and she was aggressive and got the bucket. 14-6 Cavies. 5 minutes first half. Bukowski out front, trying to get past Staten. Jill does a nice job of sliding her feet, staying right with her. Top of the key three for Davis goes down. Abby Davis has her second three of the ball game, and the lead is down to five for Carlinville, 14-9. This is one of those games, and sometimes you have games like this where if you weren't looking at the scoreboard, you would assume that one team was just in complete and total control. It has that feel for Carlinville here tonight, but they're up just five. Seal to try to answer. That's way off the mark, and the rebound down to Annalise Best for Staunton. Here comes Holly Bukowski. Works left side. Again, Staten cuts her off. Bukowski keeps the dribble alive, turns the corner, looking for Legenda, goes right through the lane, off to Davis. Her shot won't go from 15, and the rebound tracked down by Seal, falling out of bounds, gets it away to Gracie Reels. Now Gracie in a hurry across the midcourt stripe. She'll slow it up now, leaves it back for Staten. Halfway through the second quarter, 14-9 Carlinville. That entry pass from Seal, tipped and stolen, Carlinville's sixth turnover. A five-point Cavy lead. Bukowski, left wing now. Bounce pass, top of the key to Abby Davis. Down on the block to Harris Legender, and she's fouled by Sarah Deneve. Fifth team foul, first personal on Deneve. As if Staunton could find a way to get Legender going, that could turn this game in a hurry. Elise Baker returns for the Cavaliers. Jill Staten will take a breather. A bulldog at each corner of the lane for the baseline trigger. Massanelli has that entry pass go right through her hands and then deflects off Deneve. It'll stay with Staunton. Bulldogs fortunate there. 3:36 first half. 14-9, the Cavy lead. They led by five after one. That's where we are right now. Into Bridget Long. Good aggressive take, and she draws the foul. Two free throws coming up for Bridget Long, the Bulldog senior. Sixth team foul on Carlinville, and they're going to get Sarah Deneve. That's her second. Free throw for Bridget Long is off the mark, no good. Staunton now just 1 of 5 from the free throw line. Deneve out, Jill Staten right back in. 3.5 minutes, quarter number two. This to get Staunton within four. Long eyes it up and can't get it to go down. Rebound to Jill Staten. Jill must have got cut early. She's now got some tape up on her left bicep. Timeout taken by the Cavaliers. 3:26 for the first half. Cavies 14, Staunton 9. You're listening to the Macoupin County Tournament Girls Semifinal Action on WSMI. Following the Cavy timeout, Carlinville with the basketball in the front court. Corin Stewart crosses over on Legender, cut off the baseline nicely by Long. Out to Staten. Jill, one dribble, kicks to Stewart. Corner pocket, yes, for Corin Stewart. Five for Stewart, off the nice feed from Jill Staten. You get into the middle of that zone, it has to collapse, and shooters are going to be open. 2:50 first half, 17-9 Carlinville leading. Down to the block, Legender draws a crowd again. Kicks it out, open three, Davis left it a little bit short, right on line but short. Rebound down to the Cavaliers, and Aaron Seal leaves it off for Jill Staten. 2:35 first half. Winner gets Southwestern for the championship Saturday night at 5. Loser will play Gillespie for third place on Saturday afternoon. Tripped up as Reels, and she went down hard as she was falling. She went right in to Katie Massanelli, and Gracie kind of got her body contorted awkwardly. Her knees were on the ground. Then when she made contact with Massanelli, her torso kind of snapped back. She was down for just a brief moment. She's up on her feet now. Doesn't appear to be any worse for the wear. She'll stay on the floor. Here's Baker off to Staten. Back to Stewart, the out-of-bounder, but her three-pointer is no good. But the offensive rebound off to the Cavaliers. Reels picks it up. She attacks and draws the foul. Boy, in those out-of-bounds plays, the person who takes it out-of-bounds is always dangerous for that open corner shot. Staten in the right corner to Stewart. Right wing with Aaron Seal. Aaron Seal now leaves it back for Staten. Jill in the right corner. Back to Seal. We approach the two-minute mark of the first half. Stewart, bounce pass, Reels. Nice take. Gracie Reels from the left side. She has 8. And it's 19-9. A 10-point lead for Carletonville, their biggest of the night. On the right wing with Tekin down to Legender, and she's called for steps. 14 Staunton turnovers. As the freshman Harris Legender has been the focal point of the Carletonville defense here tonight. If you're Harris, you just can't get frustrated. You got to stay with the process here tonight, and eventually it'll turn for you. That's a lot easier to say than it is to actually do. In the corner with Staten, on the left wing with Stewart. Her entry pass to Wills is out of bounds. It was just too far for Haley. She had good Seal position there, but then the pass was too far out in front. That will be the 7th turnover on Carletonville. 97 seconds for the first half. Darren Deneve pacing the sidelines in front of the Carletonville bench. Corey Allen sitting calmly, talking with her freshman Harris Legender right now. Good coaching over there by Corey Allen. In the corner it goes to Tekin. Down on the block to Annalise Best. Out to Bukeski, open for 3. Too strong. Rebound to Haley Wills. Nice rebound. She rips it away, and we're going to get a foul on Katie Tekin. That was a great board in traffic by Haley Wills. Third team foul. Check that, fourth team foul on Staunton. Look at the first on Katie Tekin. 70 seconds, first half. Carletonville has the basketball into the front court. Left wing with Stewart. Corin Stewart working on Tekin. Crosses over, finds Wills. 14-footer around and out. No good. Offensive rebound. Stewart won't go down. And the rebound eventually to Staunton's Abby Davis. She leaves it off for Bukeski. 50 seconds, first half. 19-9, Cavies lead. Bukeski, nice little spin move, but then she lost the handle. And she lost the handle because she was fouled. The reach-in on Carletonville. They'll get Staten. That's Jill's second. 7th team foul puts Carletonville over the limit with 48 seconds to play in the first half. Bukeski at the free throw line where she is 0-for-2 tonight. Staunton just 1 out of 6 as a team. Staten's out on the floor. Elise Baker, Gracie Reels, Haley Wills, Aaron Seal, and Corin Stewart. At the free throw line for Staunton, Holly Bukeski for the 1 and bonus. Toss good. First point of the night for Holly. Substitution for the Dogs. Harris Legender will check back in, replacing Katie Massanelli. Abby Long stays on the floor. Katie Tekin stays on the floor, as does Annalise Best. Second free throw for Holly Bukeski. Got it. Gets the pair. Does Bukeski. 19-11 Carletonville. 45 seconds for the half. Now the Dogs showing a little bit of man-to-man full-court pressure. Stewart across the timeline. Bounce pass in the corner. Reels, quick trigger 3. Got it. Gracie Reels, pure out of the left corner. She has 11. And Carletonville doubling up Staunton, 22-11. Half a minute for the first half. Here's Holly Bukeski. Work for the Dogs. You need a shot at the rim here. You don't want a turnover. They've turned it over 14 times in the half. On the curl, Davis stripped, but she got it back. Top of the key to Tekin. 15 seconds for the half. Bukowski, dribble drive off the window. Missed it. Rebound down to Wills. Poked away. It's going to be off of Haley. It'll be Staunton ball. Good job by Legender there from behind. Knocked it off of Haley Wills. It'll be Legender to throw in. Gets it out to Davis, top of the key. Right wing with Tekin. Leaves it for Best. Three ball too strong, no good. Rebound to the floor. Go Legender and Baker. Tie up, and the Dogs will have it on the arrow. Good effort and energy on both sides. 2.5 seconds for the half. Plenty of time for Staunton. Baseline out of bounds, front court. It'll be Bukowski to throw in, a dog in each corner of the lane. It's Best. Dumps down to Legender, ill-advised, and that will be the half. Carlinville knocked it away. And at the end of the first half, it is Carlinville 22, Staunton 11. You're listening to girls semifinal action from the Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Tim Mize, Gary Booker back here at Staunton High School, home of the 1993 Class A Boys State Champions, the last true Cinderella this state will ever have. Thanks to Megan Cordy. She's back in our WSMI studios producing this action here on your Wednesday night and potentially treacherous Wednesday night with the weather. So if it gets bad, just use common sense out there if you're on the roadways tonight across the central part of the state. 22-11, Carlinville with the lead, and they will get the basketball to start the second half. Staunton will begin play in a zone piece. It's a sagging zone right now, almost like a 3-2, maybe a 1-2-2 with the point sagging back at the foul line. Here is Seal off to Staten on the floor with Stewart, Reels, and Deneve. Staunton has Davis, Bukowski, Best, Legender, and Massanelli. Long two for Staten, no good, and the rebound down to Katie Massanelli. Staunton still in this ball game, down only 11. Down on the block, it goes to Legender. Harris draws three defenders, steps through. Are they going to get it for steps? They are. 15th turnover. Three defenders crowded Harris Legender, and she just drugged that pivot foot ever so slightly. Otherwise, she had stepped through with a nice bounce pass for an open look. Been a frustrating night for Harris Legender. She's had no room to operate. She makes the catch. She's hounded. She's even being hounded before the catch. Down underneath the Seal, tipped away by Legender and stolen. Eighth, Cavi turnover. Here comes Staunton on the attack with Bukowski. At the foul line, cut off by Staten, pivots around, bounce pass to Annalise Best, right back to Bukowski. Return pass to Best, on the block to Legender. Draws a crowd, kicks out, open, 4-3. Best left it short, just grazed the front iron, and the rebound down to Corin Stewart. Here comes Stewart. Down the left side of the floor. In the left corner, poked away by Massanelli. It'll stay with Carlinville, 6:35, third quarter. Corin Stewart out at the volleyball spike line, leads for Jill Staten. High above her head and surveys on the left wing. Now she puts it on the floor once, across the floor to Aaron Seal, into the hands of Reels. In the corner it goes to Corin Stewart. Top of the key with Staten, left wing with Seal. Aaron wants the three, and she cans it. Aaron Seal, her second triple of the ball game. She has 6 points, 25-11, Carlinville. Jill Staten waiting to midcourt for the man-to-man pressure against Bukowski. That has been the staple of Darren Deneve's teams in his 14 years at Carlinville. Tough man-to-man defense in the half court. There's Massanelli rattling it down from the foul line. Katie Massanelli has 5. It's a 12-point lead for Carlinville inside of 6 minutes for the third quarter. 2-3 zone right now for the Dogs. Staten out near midcourt. Leaves it for Gracie Rios at the volleyball spike line. Right wing to Corin Stewart. Stewart, the lefty, puts it on the deck. Back between the circles to Seal. Right corner now to Staten. Right back to Seal. Left side of the key with Rios. Gracie attacks to the foul line. Cut off. Leaves it for Staten. Right back to Rios. In the corner it goes to Staten. Jill drives baseline. Bounce pass across the lane into the hands of Seal. Leaves Stewart open for three. Back rim too strong. Offensive rebound Deneve, and she's fouled. Two free throws for Sarah Deneve. Did a nice job to get good position for the offensive rebound. The foul on Legender is the second on Harris. At the free throw line, Deneve, she's 1 out of 2 tonight. 25-13, Carlinville, make it 26-13. She puts home the first toss. Carlinville was doubling up the Bulldogs at the half. They're doubling up again now, 26-13. Second free throw for Deneve. Headed home and rattles it down. 3 points for Sarah, all at the free throw line. Pressure in the backcourt now against Pekeski and a block on Jill Staten underneath the hoop. That'll be the third on Jill Staten. That was some surprise pressure from Carlinville. Staten will stay on the floor. Carlinville going to keep the full court pressure on. I say Staten's going to stay on the floor. No, she's not. Elise Baker to the table, and she will replace Jill. So now Gracie Reels on the point of the pressure. 1-2-1-1 press. Pekeski stays in the middle of the floor, comes across the timeline nicely. 5 minutes, third quarter. Then as she split the double team, she lost the handle. Here comes Aaron Seal. Leaves it for Stewart. Nice ball fake. One dribble, pull up off the baseline, no. And the rebound down to Massanelli for the Bulldogs. Her pass to Pekeski tipped away by Stewart. It'll be Staunton ball in the backcourt. 4:52 for the third. ...27-13, Cavies with the lead. Staunton has the ball. Carlinville now waits back in the half court in their man-to-man. Aaron Seal waiting for Pekeski to come across midcourt. Waiting for Holly Pekeski, it's a long night because Carlinville can rotate defenders on you. Miscommunique right there, thrown away. Davis was cutting towards the basket. Pekeski threw the ball out towards the wing and right into the Staunton student section it went. 4 minutes, 40 seconds for the third quarter. 27-13 Carlinville. They've led the entire way. In the corner it goes with Sarah Deneve. Deneve. Dribble handoff to Gracie Reels. Gracie gets all the way to the rim, missed it, left it a little bit short, and on the rebound, a foul on Reels committed against Katie Teakin. Second personal on Gracie. And that goes to what we were talking about the other night. You miss a shot that you know you should have made, and then you commit a silly foul immediately after. That was the case there for Gracie Reels. It's a human nature thing. You just can't help yourself. 4:19 for the third. Here's Massanelli. Turns and faces at the foul line. Seal winds up on her backside. The ball's jarred loose, turned over. 18th Staunton turnover. Here comes Reels the other way. Attacks. They're going to count that. Yes, they will. Gracie Reels with a Baker's dozen and a free throw coming. She went down the right side. Was on the baseline, contact fading out of bounds, and got it to go. Then Gracie, she's at the free throw right line right now, checking her lip to see if there's any blood. No blood, no foul, only applies in the playground. Free throw for Reels is short. But the rebound offensively picked up by Gracie in the right corner, and her follow partially blocked by Harris Legender. Harris pulls it down, leaves it off for Pekeski. Halfway through the third quarter. 29-13, Carlinville leading Staunton. Here comes Katie Teakin. On the attack, floats it up, around and out, no good. Teakin gets it back. Her follow won't go, but she was fouled. Two free throws coming for Katie Teakin. They're going to get Sarah Deneve on the personal. That will be her third. Three on Deneve, three on Staten. At the free throw line, Katie Teakin has not scored tonight. Toss is no good. That puppy went around the world twice and kicked out. That rim was unkind last night, too. All sorts of rim outs on this end of the floor. What direction is this? Is this West End, Gary? West End. I'm all turned around when I'm inside. So the West basket is not kind. Free throw good. That one was pure. Didn't even let the rim have anything to say about it. 3:45 for the third quarter. 29-14, Carlinville leading with the ball. Aaron Seal leaves it for Deneve at the left elbow. Back to Jill Staten at the volleyball spike line. Man-to-man defense for the Dogs. Brooke Kinder has checked in for Staunton. She's a sophomore. She has the pressure on Staten. Jill, nice bounce pass to Elise Baker off the window. It's good. Jill made the catch inside the right block. The defense collapsed on her. Nice bounce pass across the lane to Baker. 31-14 Cavies. 3:10 third quarter. Here's Kinder. Off to Bridget Long. Bridget Long gives it right back to Kinder. Brooke Kinder into the hands of Teakin. That pass was stolen away by Jill Staten. Up and down for the easy deuce. Just too long of a bounce pass across the head of the key, and Staten was ready for it. 19th Staunton turnover. 33-14, Cavaliers lead, 2:45 for the third. Here's Kinder on the spin. Tries to feed the post to Legender, taken away by Denis. Lead pass to Reels. Gracie up. She missed the layup. And the rebound down to Massanelli. Wide open breakaway layup, and Gracie shorted it. 2.5 minutes for the third. 33-14, Carthenville. It was 22-11 at the half. On the right wing with Katie Tekin, and offensive on Tekin as Staten did a good job to move her feet. Second foul on Tekin. It'll go down as the 21st turnover. The Staunton faithful, they don't like it. That was a bang-bang play. 2:20 for the third quarter. Haley Wills back in for Carthenville. She replaces Deneve. Clock running, 2:15 for the third. Jill Staten across the timeline for Carthenville. Staunton back in the zone piece now. Stewart, dribble drive, bounce pass. Baker off the window, it's good for release. 4 points in the quarter for Baker. Nice find that time from Stewart on the penetration. 35-14, Cavies lead inside of 2 minutes for the third quarter. Here's Massanelli, leaves it off for Bridget Long on the right wing. Long, top of the key, it goes to Kinder. Brooke Kinder at the foul line, poked away. Brooke gets it back from her knees, tries to get it away to Tekin, and it's turned over. 22nd turnover on Staunton. Wills picked it up, and then her pass was deflected out of bounds. So it's Carthenville ball. 100 seconds, third quarter. 35-14, Cavies with the lead and the ball. Staunton back in the zone. In the quarter it goes with Stewart. Down on the block to Baker, back out to Seal, into the hands of Corn. Another nice bounce pass across the lane. This time Haley Wills, the beneficiary, her first bucket. 37-14. Cavaliers putting on a bounce pass clinic here in the last couple of minutes. Oh, stolen. Legender never saw Staten. Rips it away. Jill poked away from behind. Good hustle there by Bridget Long, not to concede anything. It'll be Carthenville ball out of bounds on the baseline. Annalise Best checking in, replacing Bridget Long. That was great defense by Jill Staten. Legender made the catch in the high post, and then Jill just snuck in from behind and just slapped that ball right away. Legender is out for the Dawgs. In it goes to Stewart. She'll fire the three, no good. Good block out on the play by Brooke Kinder. Checked out by Abby Davis, and she pulls down the rebound. Into the hands of Katie Tekin. Tekin across the timeline, needs it for Kinder. Brooke Kinder on the crossover. Top of the key now to Massanelli. Katie Massanelli back to Kinder. 50 seconds for the quarter. Top of the key with Tekin. Left wing with Best. Annalise Best drives the baseline. Cut off there. Back to Massanelli. 15-footer. Too strong. Rebound down to Carthenville and Corin Stewart. And she's going to be fouled from behind. She almost crossed over right into Brooke Kinder's path, but Brooke got her on the forearm. First foul on Kinder. Third foul of the half on Staunton. 36.9 seconds for the third quarter. Gracie Reels will check back in, replacing Elise Baker. Cavies led 9-4 after one, 22-11 after two, up 37-14, half a minute to play in the third. On the left wing with Gracie Reels. Dangerous pass across the floor, stolen by Kinder. And then Brooke has it poked away from behind by Seal. Carthenville gets it back, 20 seconds for the third quarter. Have to be so aware at all times when you're playing the Cavaliers. Nothing free, nothing easy. Everything is challenged. 7 seconds for the third quarter. Staten on the right wing. Feeds it down to Will. She spins middle, puts it on the deck. Lost it, stripped away. And then Staunton going to be called for travel as Tekin ripped it away, but then she rolled around while on the ground. So it'll stay with Carthenville. Just 6/10 of a second left in the third quarter. And Akali checks in, replacing Tekin. Baseline out of bounds. They lob it. Reels with the tip, and it rolled out. What a play, and it almost worked out perfectly. After three, Carthenville 37, Staunton 14. You're listening to girls semifinal action from the Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Staunton gets the ball to start the fourth quarter. A 15-footer from Annalise Best, no good. And the Cavaliers bring down the rebound into the front court they come. Deneve into the left corner. Top of the key with Gracie Reels. Reels, bounce pass in the corner with Corin Stewart. Southwestern awaits the winner. And right now it certainly looks, barring something crazy, it'll be Carthenville and the Piasaw Birds for the county championship. Southwestern beat Carthenville earlier this year, 27-21 in Piasaw. And that has become a real good rivalry in the county over the last 10 to 15 years. Talked about the dominance in this tournament from Gillespie and Southwestern over a three-decade period going back to the 90s. But boy, since then, you know, the 2010 decade on, it has been Southwestern, it has been Carthenville. They have been consistently fantastic. Here's Staten down in the block to Deneve. She's double-teamed, gets it back to Jill in the right corner. 6:40 for the ball game. State, another nice bounce pass, counted, and the foul for Corin Stewart. 7 for the lefty, and she'll be at the free throw line for the old-fashioned three with 6:41 to play in the ball game. Hats off to the folks here at Staunton. Troy Redfern and his entire crew doing a wonderful job of hosting the 102nd installment of the Macoupin County Tournament. Free throw good for Stewart. This is the 41st girls tournament here in the Macoupin County Tournament. First one was back in 1980. Won by, you guessed it, Carthenville. Oh, a steal by Seal. Right into the passing lane. Up and down for the easy deuce. 8 for Aaron Seal. 42-14. Carthenville outscored Staunton 15-3 in the third quarter. Down to Massanelli. Back to Best. Looking for Kinder on the baseline. Tough catch for Brooks. She corrals it in. Gives it off to Massanelli. 3 for Davis is put down. Abby Davis has her third triple of the ball game. 42-17 Cavi. 6 minutes to play. Aaron Seal in the corner it goes to Deneve. Sarah Deneve picked up the dribble. Back to Jill Staten out at the volleyball spike line. Staten into the hands of Gracie Reels. Reels on the left wing. Almost picked up the dribble. In the corner it goes with Seal. Carthenville taking their time now with a 42-17 lead. Working the ball, showing the patience. Sarah on the baseline, cut off there, gives it back to Reels. Gracie, dribble drive, gets into the paint. Stripped on the way up, got it back. And last touch by Katie Massanelli of Staunton. Bulldog substitutions here. With 5:30 to play in the ball game. On the floor is Dana Jordan. She's a junior. Also checking in, Emily Birdsell. She's a junior. As the Cavaliers have it on the baseline, into the hands of Aaron Seal. Pekeski stays on the floor. Best stays on the floor. And Abby Davis stays on the floor. Stewart right in front of the Carthenville bench. Back out, top of the key, between the circles to Jill Staten. Staten crosses over, gets to the foul. Another nice bounce pass to Stewart. Too strong with the putback, though. And the rebound down to Staunton and Annalise Best. Here comes Bukeski into the front court. She got away with an offensive foul there. She got that off arm extended again as Staten went flying. Now the ball is jarred loose. Picked up by Seal. Layup good with the left hand for Erin Seal. She has 10. 4:45 for the ball game. 44-17. Carthenville leading. Staunton has the ball. Stewart picks the pocket clean that time of Emily Birdsell. 28 Staunton turnover. That has been a problem from the opening tap. Stewart on the penetration. Kicks to Reels. But we're a three-pointer away from a running clock. That happened quickly. Been a dominating second half here for Carthenville. In the corner with Staten. Jill puts it on the floor, brings it out now to the volleyball spike line. Across the floor to Aaron Seal. Halfway through the fourth quarter. Seal off to Reels. Reels will leave it for Deneve in the right corner. Sarah Deneve on the attack, lost the handle, and it's going to be taken away by Staunton. Picked up off the floor by Dana Jordan. Leaves it back for Holly Bukeski. Bukeski poked away from behind, and Aaron Seal took a shot inadvertently right in the kisser. That did not feel good. She's putting her jersey over her mouth just to check things out. Guess she's okay. 3:47 ball game. That ball kicked out of there by Seal, and Staunton will re-trigger. Jill Staten broke her nose earlier this year, had to wear one of those protective plastic face masks for several games. Here is Kinder. Leaves it back for Birdsell. Emily right back to Brooke Kinder. Wants the baseline cut off there nicely by Jill Staten. Boy, good quick feet defensively. Did not let Kinder get by. Now Stewart with the rejection of Birdsell. 3:25 ball game. It's going to be Carletonville and Southwestern for the county championship Saturday night, 5 o'clock live here on FM 106. Staunton will play Gillespie for third place on Saturday afternoon. That will be a 1:30 game. Stewart drives baseline, bounce pass across the lane to Deneve, kicks in the corner, reels for three, too strong, and on the rebound, tipped around, eventually picked up by the Bulldogs, and Bridget Long inside of 3 minutes to play. Here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carletonville, and Greenville, as Emily Birdsell knocks down the 16-footer off the right wing, her first bucket. Out front, a foul as Katie Teakin with the reach-in on Staten. Substitutions now for the Cavies. Faith O'Dell checks in, 5'7 junior. Haley Wills is on the floor. Elise Baker is back on the floor. Corin Stewart and Aaron Seal will stay. 2:40 to play, 44-19 Carletonville. Outscored Staunton 15-3 in the second half after they led by 11 at the break. 2.5 minutes for the game. On the left wing, Faith O'Dell. High post to Wills, back to Seal. Scores tomorrow morning, 7:30, Spotlight on Sports here on FM 106. We'll have Fighting Illini basketball on Saturday from Michigan at 10 o'clock with the pregame on 105.3 The Ox. Baker can't get it to go. Offensive rebound, Stewart, no. Rebound ripped away from Dana Jarden by Wills, and we're going to get a jump ball, and the Cavaliers keep it on the arrow, 2:03 to play. Great win for Illinois last night at Purdue. Snapped a 7-game losing streak at West Lafayette. Wasn't all good, though. Alan Griffin got ejected. He stomped on the chest of one of the Purdue players when he was on the ground. He got himself kicked out early in the ball game. No place for that. But I guess if you're looking at the – if you're Alan Griffin, the good thing is you don't play for Kansas or Kansas State, so not many people talking about what you did. They're all talking about the disgusting scene that took place at Allen Fieldhouse last night. Free throw for Stewart is no good. Sometimes when you do something stupid, you just hope that somebody else did something dumber so nobody talks about the stupid thing you did. Corin Stewart's second free throw is good. 9 points for Stewart. She will check out with 2:02 to play. 45-19, Carletonville with the lead. In the front court comes Emily Birdsell. Birdsell top of the key, now leaves it in the high post for Dana Jarden. Down low it goes, off the window it's good for Emily Hasquin. Emily Hasquin has her first bucket. And we get an official stoppage here just for a substitution. As Darren Deneve has gone into the depths of his bench. He's got three players on the floor that I do not have on my roster. We got Patty Jackson 1, Patty Jackson 2, Patty Jackson 3. 95 seconds for the ball game. Into the front court comes Bridget Long, off the window, no. Offensive rebound, Jarden lost it, picked up off the floor, nope, it'll go out of bounds, and it will stay with Staunton. 85 seconds to play. Southwestern beat Gillespie tonight 49-24. Carletonville in control here as rising and getting it to go down was Bridget Long. Hit a lot of the iron, eventually went home for Bridget. 45-23, clock running, 70 seconds to play. Boys semifinals tomorrow night. Staunton Southwestern at 6:30. North Mac and Carletonville at 8. Both games live here on FM 106. And then to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational in Litchfield we will go next. It'll be Hillsboro and Civic Memorial in a fifth-place semifinal tomorrow night, broadcast about 9:30 here on WSMI. Here's a steal by Bridget Long for the Bulldogs. She goes up and down for the easy deuce. Bridget with 4 points. And then on Friday, championship semifinal play from the McGraw Invitational, Nokomis Triad at 6, Pena Taylorville at 7:30. Both will be live here on WSMI FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. We get a jump ball out near midcourt on the arrow. The Cavaliers will have it. This place will be a jumping tomorrow night for the boys' semifinals. Historically in this tournament, that has been the night that has produced the best games that the tournament has seen, that championship semifinal night. On the baseline, Emily Birdsell rises and hits. She has 4 points. Friday's the off day here now at the county. So we'll be off Friday, then back Saturday for championship night. Layup good for Birdsell on the transition. Clock running, 5 seconds for the ball game, and your final score is going to be Carthenville 45, Staunton 29. It'll be the Cavaliers and the Pious Allbirds for the 2020 Macoupin County Championship Saturday night, 5 o'clock live here on FM 106. We'll take a break. Back to wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Back here at the Macoupin County Basketball Tournament, our girls' championship is set, as it'll be Carthenville and Southwestern coming up Saturday night at 5 o'clock as Carthenville beats Staunton 45-29. Scoring-wise, Gracie Reels with 13, 10 for Aaron Seal, 9 for Corin Stewart, 4 points for Jill Staten, 4 points for Elise Baker, 3 points for Sarah Deneve, and 2 points for Haley Wills. Carthenville 5 of 8 from the free throw line here tonight. They knocked down 4 threes, most of the damage coming in the first 3 quarters. For Staunton, they were led tonight by Abby Davis with 9, 6 points for Emily Birdsell, 5 points for Katie Massanelli, 4 points for Bridget Long, 2 points for Holly Bukeski, 2 points for Emily Hasquin, and 1 point for Katie Teakin. I had Staunton, 4 of 9 from the free throw line tonight, and they knocked down 2 three balls. Turnovers were the issue for Staunton this evening. 28 turnovers for the Bulldogs, not 11 of them coming in the opening quarter. They could just never really get themselves on course here tonight. They did a good job to hang around most of that first half, but then Carlinville blitzed them in the third quarter. It was 22-11 at the half. Cavies came out of the locker room raging. 15-3 is what Carlinville outdid Staunton by in that third quarter. So it was 37-14 after three. The fourth quarter was more of a formality, 45-29. The Cavaliers pick up the win. They are now 19-3 on the year. They've won 15 of their last 16. Now the loss is Southwestern. They lost to the Cavaliers at Southwestern back on January 9th, and it was a low-scoring ball game. 27-21 was the final that night. You would sure think we will have more points than that in the championship game on Saturday, but with the way that these two teams play, their styles, and how well they know each other, how well Steve Woolley and Darren Deneve know each other, it might be another race to 30 to get the championship on Saturday night. Southwestern got into the championship game by virtue of their 49-24 win over Gillespie. So the Pious Allbirds avenged a conference loss from earlier in the year, getting the Miners here in the county. Now in the championship game, the tables are turned. It will be Carthenville looking to get some revenge from a conference loss earlier in the season. Girls' championship, 5 o'clock, Carthenville, Southwestern, live Saturday night here on FM 106. The girls' third place game at 1:30 will have Gillespie taking on Staunton. Boys' championship semifinals tomorrow night here at Staunton at the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament. It will be Staunton Southwestern at 6:30, North Mac Carthenville at 8. North Mac has not made their county appearance yet. They had a bye as the tournament's top seed all the way into the semifinals tomorrow night. That's an 8 o'clock tip, both games live on FM 106. And then tomorrow night, the fifth place bracket semifinal from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. It'll be Hillsborough and Civic Memorial, broadcast time 9:30 tomorrow night here on FM 106. And then championship semifinals from Litchfield on Friday night. Nokomis Triad at 6, Pena Taylorville at 7:30, live on FM 106. You can always find our broadcast schedule online at all times, WSMIRadio.com. Thanks to Troy Redfern and everyone here at Staunton who is putting in the time this week, doing a fantastic job of hosting the 102nd Macoupin County Basketball Tournament. We want to thank all of our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast tonight. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Your finals one more time tonight in the semifinals. Southwestern over Gillespie, 49-24. Carthenville top Staunton, 45-29. What a championship game it'll be on Saturday. The Piasaw Birds and the Cavaliers for the county championship. Thanks to Megan Cordy. She produced tonight's doubleheader action here on WUSMI FM 106. For Gary Boker, I am Tim Ives. We say goodnight from Staunton.